Welcome to the Pups That Play podcast. My name is Karen, and I'm a pro dog trainer and fur mom, and I will be your host throughout this journey. Together, I'm going to be sharing with you training tips, tools, and strategies to help you create a well-mannered, calm, and confident family pet. The best part is, we do it all through play. Around here, our dogs are part of our family, and we want them to live their best lives possible and have it be enjoyable for everyone involved. I am so excited to share today's episode with you, so let's get started. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Pups That Play. So I'm excited to talk to you about today's topic. I'm going to take a very commonly known thing we all hear when it comes to owning a dog and taking care of a dog and giving them, you know, the proper care. And I'm gonna kind of flip it on its head, okay? So today can be, in today's day and age, it's becoming a little bit more of a controversial topic, which is kind of weird. But we are gonna talk about taking our dogs on walks, okay? And I wanna ask you this. Is taking your dog for a walk actually doing more harm than good? Now, you might be sitting there thinking, what the heck? How? How can walking my dog be doing any harm? It is so good for them. That's like the one thing that you hear. Like, I know growing up, it was like, okay, well, if you want a dog, you have to take care of them. And what did taking care of a dog include? Feeding them, taking them for walks. That was always like the number one or number two thing I always heard, was that you always have to take your dog for a walk, right? It's enriching for them. It gives them exercise. They need to be exercised. If they're not exercised, they get into trouble. We have to, you know, take them out, let them sniff, let them get that exercise. It's really, really good for them, which is true. I'm not saying that walking our dogs isn't something we should do. It definitely is. But for certain dogs, in certain situations, taking your dog on that daily walk, or, you know, maybe you take your dog for multiple walks a day, maybe you take them for one big walk a day, maybe they get to go out for a walk with you before you leave for work, and then when you get home in the evening, is that walk for your specific dog actually doing more harm than good? Because sometimes that can actually be the case. And I'll share kind of a personal story with you. I have not walked my one dog for years. I haven't. Because going for the traditional, okay, we're going for a walk, I'm going to clip you on the lead, we're going to go out the door, and we're going to walk and, you know, go down the street, go past all these things, it was becoming too stressful for her. She was very quickly telling me that it wasn't a situation that she wanted to be in. So a little bit of background, my one dog Breeze, I've had her since she was a puppy. She is a island dog. She's a rescue from a Caribbean island, and she used to do really, really good as a puppy. And then we moved, and then I had a baby, and life completely changed, and things got really, really busy, and she didn't get taken out as much as she used to. We didn't go out, we didn't do as many things as we used to, and she very quickly became she was always kind of a nervous dog, as in, like, new things in the environment she wasn't sure how to take, and then, you know, the lack of going out and everything actually caused her to regress with her behavior, in that sense that then when I started taking her out for walks and things, she was extremely reactive. So she would see another dog and she would freak, she would bark, she would lunge, she would just completely freak out. It got to the point where I was taking her for walks and she'd see people in their yards. Like, we're just walking down the road and she'd see someone in a yard, you know, cutting their grass or sitting on their porch or whatever it is, and she would bark and freak out at them. She got this, she lost all of her confidence, and she became a very, very pessimistic dog. Now, that's not where we want to be, but I'm going to tell you right now that that is never, ever, ever going to get better. Like, if you can relate to this at all, if this is your dog, that is never, ever going to get better if you keep taking your dog for a walk, if you keep putting them in that situation. So if you have a dog who's extremely reactive, who has very low confidence, who is very pessimistic, and any kind of new things in the environment really freak them out. They're reactive on the leash. They're either reactive to other dogs, maybe they're reactive to other animals, maybe they're reactive to people, maybe people on bikes or kids playing at the park, any of those things. If they stress your dog out to the point where your dog barks and lunges and whines and freaks out, then I'm going to tell you that you taking your dog for a walk is actually doing more harm than good. Physical exercise, yes, always good for our dog. But when you have them in the situation where they are nervous and they're reactive and they're fearful, constantly putting them in that situation isn't going to make it any better. It's actually going to make it worse. So I highly, highly recommend, if you have one of these dogs, if you can relate to any of this that I'm saying, that you actually stop walking your dog. Now you might be like, well, what the heck? What am I supposed to do? They need to be exercised. They need to have that. They're going to get into so much trouble. They're going to start being destructive. There are actually so many things we can do with our dogs that can burn through that energy without actually taking them out on your traditional quote unquote walk. We can burn through their mental energy. There are things we can do to burn through their physical energy at home in a small environment, but even if you live in like an apartment and you don't have a backyard, you can still do things with your dog at home without taking them for that traditional walk that can burn through that energy. Work by working and burning their mental energy. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about ways that you can burn their mental energy at the end of this, but I just wanted to lay out that kind of first scenario where if you have a reactive dog and you're taking them for the traditional walks, yes, it could be doing more harm than good, because our dogs are what they do, okay? The behaviors that they repeat are the behaviors that they default to. It becomes their normal, and then it becomes harder and harder and harder to change. I'm not saying if you have a reactive dog, you're never ever going to be able to go for a normal walk again. No, that's not it, because we can work with them. You can work with your dog to build their confidence, to build their optimism, to build all those skills that they need to go out there into the world and go on those walks and not be reactive to all of those things. But you can't do that in the situation. You can't do that on the walk. You have to build those skills with your dog at home, somewhere where they're calm, somewhere where they can focus, somewhere where they're not scared. And then once you're building those skills, then you can start to take them out on those walks again and start to reintroduce them to those environments, those people, those objects, those things. But the more that you're taking them on those traditional walks while they're in that state, it's just causing so, so much stress for you and for the dog. Like, think about it, honestly. When you get home from that walk, did you enjoy it? No, I don't know if you're anything like me, but like those walks would stress me out. I'd come home and I would be so upset. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so embarrassing. Like my dog just kept barking at these people and I didn't know what to do and she wouldn't stop. And like, you're frustrated with your dog. They feed off that. They know that you're frustrated with them, but they are also in this state where they're like freaked out themselves because either they were barking, like the reaction is they're communicating with us that they're not comfortable in that situation. They're either overexcited, they're either fearful, they're either scared. It can be any of those things. And those reactions that they have, the pulling, the barking, the lunging, the freaking out, are their way of expressing that to us. So they get home, they're in a super high state of arousal. They didn't actually burn that much energy because they were so, like, if anything, it raised their energy up even higher. Now you're home, you're stressed out, you're frustrated with them, they're completely stressed out, they're freaking out, they don't know why you're frustrated with them. And it's kind of ruining your relationship with your dog. Like, that's not why we got dogs, right? That's not what we wanted to do in the first place. So I want to give you permission that it is 100% okay and actually a really good idea to stop going on those walks with your dog. Stop taking them for walks. I promise you, you are not a bad dog owner if you're not taking your dog out for those walks. And if your walks are anything like that, you're going to do so much more good for you and your dog by taking them out of that situation. So yes, you've identified that you have a problem and you can work towards fixing that to build their confidence, to build their optimism, like identifying what it is that they're freaked out about, building those skills at home out of the situation, which is something that we can talk about in further episodes because that's one of the huge, huge things that I'm about. And then you can slowly reintroduce walks into their lives. Okay? Don't keep putting your dog in that situation. Don't keep putting yourself in that situation. That is okay. Stop walking your dog. It's fine. Another reason why we might not want to be walking our dogs, or maybe you do want to walk your dogs, but the other kind of flip side of this coin is if you're walking your dog too much, okay? There is such a thing as too much physical exercise for our dog. So I want to touch on this really quick, and then we're going to dive into things that we can do at home to burn this energy without the traditional walk. So maybe you have a very high energy dog. Maybe you have something like a border collie, a heeler, any of those breeds that people are like, oh my gosh, you have to like take them for like 6 runs a day. You have to go for like 10 miles or they're going to eat your couch. Like they need to be exercised, right? And we've heard that before. We know this. But is that correct? So I want to put it this way. So let's say you have a dog. And actually, there was a client I was working with. They had a heeler. He was an amazing dog, such a good dog. And they were amazing owners. They wanted to make sure that he was properly exercised. So he went on like 3 walks a day, like long walks, off-leash hikes. He went to a dog walker, I think 3 or 4 times a week on top of those regular walks they would do before and after work. They would take him and throw the ball for him and just play fetch over and over and over again to let him burn that energy, right? And it didn't matter. He was still so high strung. Like he was just not burning out. Like you think, okay, I'm going to take my dog. I'm going to take them for a run. I'm going to take them for a walk. We're going to go play ball. We're going to play frisbee. They're going to be tired and have a nice nap after. But he never got to that point of having a nap. He never got to that tired out, like I'm going to just chill point. And there's a reason for that. The more that you physically exercise your dog, especially if you have a very high energy dog, a high energy breed, the more physical exercise you give them, the more stamina they build up and the harder it is to actually burn through that energy with that dog. Okay? So I want you to think of it this way. So if you as a person are training for a marathon, how are you going to do it? Well, depending on where you're starting from, maybe you're starting from the couch, you're going to download one of those couch to 5K apps and you're going to do a little bit each day and you're going to run a little bit and then you're going to add a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more and you're going to keep adding more and more exercise, more jogging, more running. Maybe you're throwing some weights, you're going to do some different things, but you're going to keep going and you're going to add more and more and more. And what do? You build up that stamina. You build it up. You build those muscles. You build that stamina. You build your cardio health until you get to the point where you can run that marathon. Okay? And it's the same with our dogs. If we keep giving them more and more and more physical exercise, yes, it is definitely good for them. It's the same thing. It builds their muscles. It builds their cardio health. It's good mental stimulation for them too. But if you keep doing it, if you do it too much, if you give them too much and you find that they cannot shut off at any point in time, then their stamina is being built up and built up and built up to a point where they cannot physically burn that energy anymore. They just can't. They could go forever. And let's face it, we can't. And especially if you have a job or other things to do, you can't be constantly exercising your dog. It's not good. It's not good for you and it's actually not good for them. So I'm not saying don't exercise your dog. Do not get me wrong. Exercise is amazing. Playing fetch is amazing. Going for off-leash hikes. These are all great things and they should be enjoyed. But they should not be enjoyed as a thing like I have to do this because I have to burn my dog out. And you keep adding more and more and more because you're going to get to a point where you can't. You physically can't. You get home from a 4-hour hike and your dog is going to still want to just go and you've got nothing left or you're busy. You got to go do something, right? So take them for the walk, take them for the hike, go play some ball, but limit it and then burn the rest of that energy through mental energy, burn their energy mentally, okay? So now I want to talk about this. How do we do that? And what the heck do I mean by burning through their mental energy? So this works really good for both of those two situations we've talked about, okay? This works amazing for the dogs that we are no longer taking for walks because it's too stressful for them. They don't have the skills to cope with that yet. They're too reactive. So we're going to take them out of those situations by not walking them, but we're still going to exercise them. And it also works really, really well for those dogs who we are over-exercising physically. What we want to do for both of these dogs, and what we should really do for all of our dogs, because it's so good for them, is work their brain. Burn that mental energy. And it's actually been proven that burning through mental energy is more exhausting to our dogs than burning through that physical energy. Okay? And so we should have a really good, healthy balance between burning physical energy and burning mental energy with our dogs. But the scale should really be tipped towards burning that mental energy. And the amazing thing is it is so, so, so easy to do that. There are so many ways we can burn mental energy with our dogs. And my favorite one is training. Teaching your dog something new. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a skill that you're trying to work on, or it could just be a trick that you're teaching for fun. It can be anything. So training, and especially training through games, playing something quick. When I'm trying to teach my dog something new, like I taught my one dog how to roll out a yoga mat. Does it have a purpose? Absolutely not. Was it cute and fun to teach her? Yes. And in those short, like 5-minute sessions that I would do with her, teaching her how to do that, she was exhausted afterwards. She burned more energy in that short little 5-minute training session than she would have on a 30-minute walk. Like, she wants to go chill out. So training them, teaching them something new, making their brain work, making them think, is a really, really great way to burn that mental energy. Another really, really great way, which is also good for us people who are very, very busy and don't have a ton of time to put in, is enrichment toys. So like foodstuff toys, Kongs, those puzzle toys, all the things like that. Your dog has to work their brain to try to figure out how to get the food out of there, to figure out how to, you know, chew on something until it gets out. Chewing is actually, it's very calming, which is great. Building more calmness into our dogs is always a good thing. And it burns a lot of energy while they're trying to figure out, like, oh, what's the best way I should chew this? How can I get that out of there? How do I get that little treat that's in the bottom of that? How do I get through this frozen layer of whatever it is to get to the good stuff on the inside? I don't know about you, but I can give my dogs a frozen Kong. They'll chew on it for like a good half hour, and then they have a nap. And I didn't have to do anything other than stuff it and freeze it and have it ready to go. And that burns that mental energy, and they have a nice, good, relaxing, calm nap afterwards, which is great too. So those are really good things. Those puzzle toys, there's so many different puzzle toys out there. You could probably spend a fortune on them. I think I have one that I got from the dollar store. I don't have any of the fancy, fancy ones, but I make my own. Take an old towel that, you know, you don't really care about anymore, and you can roll treats up in it and give it to them, and they have to figure out how to unroll it. Or if they get really good at that, then you can tie it in light knots, and I have to figure out how to do that. Again, all of these activities, the first time you do them, should be supervised to make sure your dog doesn't chew or swallow anything they shouldn't. Toilet paper rolls. I don't know if you guys, you can save them and you can kind of fold the ends in and stuff them with some kibble and then fold the other end over, and then the dog has to figure out how to like rip the cardboard. It's a little bit messy and gotta make sure your dog doesn't eat the cardboard. But my dogs, they'll just rip it until they get all the food out of it, and then I just pick the cardboard pieces up and throw them in the garbage, and that burns through mental energy. If you're in the camp of, I can't take my dog for a walk because they're too reactive, but we do want to burn some physical energy. If you have a small yard or a small place you can go to where you know there's not going to be many distractions, or you're not going to be around those things that your dog is reactive to, getting something like a flirt pole is really, really awesome, which is basically just, it's a pole. They kind of look like horse whips. You can get them. I got mine on Amazon. It's a pole, it's got a string, and then you have a dog toy, like a fluffy, fuzzy, something they love to chase, dog toy on the end of it. And you literally just kind of whip it around in a circle, There's a proper way to do it to make sure your dog isn't being too hard on their joints, making fast turns. You don't want them to have to like be running in one direction and turn and immediately flip to the other. But you can go in a circle. You can flip it this way, flip it that way. The dog chases after it. It doesn't take any more space than like the length of the rope, which isn't huge. Like you could do this in a very small space. And I can do that for 5 minutes and my dogs are like laying on the ground panting. They've burnt so much energy trying to chase this thing. So that is still physical exercise, but it's something that you can do in a short period of time in a small space other than taking them for that traditional walk. Okay? So these are all really, really great ways that you can burn that mental energy instead of taking your dog on that traditional walk that may actually be doing more harm to your dog than good. So to quickly recap everything we've talked about today, sometimes if you have a very reactive dog, a dog that does not do well on a walk, taking them for that traditional walk, even though it's been drilled into our minds that it is the best thing we can do for our dogs, actually is doing more harm than good. Because it's letting them rehearse those behaviors and it's constantly putting them and you in a very, very stressful situation. So what you should do is actually stop walking your dog, work on, with them at home on building those concepts, those skills that they need to be able to go out on a nice walk without feeling that way, without being reactive. That's something we can talk about how to do that on another day. But instead, to still burn that energy, you can do something like a lunge line toy in a small area or burn that mental energy through a lot of the suggestions that I've listed here today. And these are just a few suggestions. There's so many different ways. But my number one favorite way is through training and training games, because then you can build those concepts and build those skills that you need while also burning that mental energy instead of going for that physical walk. Or on the flip side of that, if you have a dog that you take for so many walks, you take them for runs, you take them for hikes, you take them for ball throwing and frisbee throwing, and you can't burn through that energy anymore because they have actually built up too much stamina, burn through their energy mentally. Still take them for the walk, the hike, the ball throw, but limit it, lessen it, and then burn the rest of that energy through mental energy, again, through those suggestions that I listed earlier in the episode. So that is today's episode, guys. I wanted to let you know that if you are frustrated by walking your dog and it's not a good situation, this is me giving you permission to not walk your dog. It is okay to not take your dog on that traditional walk. That's okay. But it doesn't mean do nothing with your dog. You still have to stimulate them and enrich their lives in some way. And we can do that through burning mental energy through so, so, so many different activities and different things that we can do at home and burning through the physical energy in a more productive way without putting them through the stress of everything that they have going on out there. And end goal. Definitely. We want to enjoy walks with our dogs, right? So identify that you have a problem. Identify that walks just aren't working for you guys. Give yourself permission to say, that's okay, I recognize it. And then work towards fixing that. Because a lot of it is just these skills, these confidence things. If you take a dog out on a walk and they're reacting to something, they're just telling you that this is scary, or this is overstimulating, or this is too much. It's usually a lack of confidence because they don't have the confidence and they're scared of it, or they're nervous about it, or they're fearful of it. Or it's something like they're very pessimistic. Yes, our dogs can be optimistic and pessimistic. And if they're pessimistic, all these new things out in the world that they've maybe never seen before can be very scary or concerning to them, very upsetting. And they have to react to it because that's their natural go-to with it, right? So these are concepts and skills that we can build through training and through games at home, out of the situation, build those skills, and then you will be able to slowly reintroduce your dog to the world. Open your dog's circle up again, start to take them on those walks. But for now, if it is too much for them in one of these two ways, please stop walking your dog. It's okay. My name is Karen. You can reach out to me at any time. You can find me on Facebook at Prairie Pups. You can find me on Instagram at Prairie_Pups. Or you can send me an email at any time, info@prairiepups.com. That's it for today's episode, and I can't wait to see you in the